The mood is like any other negotiation. People have to talk and people have to make concessions and people have to put issues on the table. So basically, that's what is happening. And we hope that through such navigated processes, we will be able to reach somewhere and bring peace to the country.
The focus at the talks is about resolving issues that are very, very close to the hearts of the holdout groups. The civil society is not a holdout group. What is the role of the civil society at the talks?
Yeah, it depends on how you want to perceive the issues, how you want to frame the issues. But I think what I would say as a civil society activist, and from where I stand, the issues that are being discussed are issues that are very close to the hearts of South Sudanese. It is very important that we pay attention to the issues that are being discussed.
Let's talk about the affirmative action, 35% allocation of positions or allocations of power to women in the country. I have spoken to so many women leaders who are saying this 35% has not been respected. Are the delegates revisiting this issue?
Women's participation is a matter that does not have to be seen in isolation. It has to be included in everything that has to do with South Sudan because women are equal stakeholders and equal citizens. We are human. So it's not only that are we talking about women's issues, but first of all, where is South Sudanese in this whole conversation? And how do we want to see South Sudan moving forward? And I think that is not without women. Definitely women's interests of great importance in such conversations.
Talk to me about the engagement of civil society among themselves at the talks, because the optics we are seeing, there are some civil society groups or civil society individuals who jump the gun to make statements out there about what is happening within the talks. And when you speak to delegates at the talks, they tell you that's not what we are talking about. Are you guys working together or everybody is in their own cocoons?
Well, thank you very much. I think South Sudan is very dear to everybody who have brought themselves or who have been invited in to participate in the Tumaini process. And you clearly know that issues, national issues, can be perceived in different perspectives. Even you and me, when we sit to talk about national issues, we could be seeing things differently, and our analysis or our articulation could be different. But the bottom line, what I would like to communicate to every South Sudanese is that, number one, the authentic information needs response is information that has been signed or information that has been initialed. That is standard practice. Be it which kind of negotiation, if any document is not initialed, if any document is not signed by those in the process, please don't split hair about it. Read it as source of knowledge. If there's anything shared, if Lona has shared her opinion, take it as Lona's opinion, but then ask yourself as a responsible citizen, wherever you are across the divide, how good is that for the country, regardless of Lona who is saying it. So my advice to the citizens is that let's build momentum around this process because you never know, Tumaini could be where South Sudan is actually going to see hope and where South Sudan is actually going to get back to where we want to be. And remember, Tanzania, we some of us who are older, we still remember clearly the discourse during Liberation Days. There were three things that come to my mind every time I remember my parents, I remember generation ahead of us. It's justice, liberty, and prosperity for all. So my appeal is those here at Tumaini process or those in country or even you, Tanzania, whichever thing that we do should be gearing South Sudan towards justice, liberty, and prosperity for all.
Yes, you have been there from the beginning of the talks and to date. If you are given an opportunity to reflect on the mood and the speed and the sincereness of the delegates, how would you describe them?
You know, I would say that it is a process and it has all characteristics of every peace process. And peace processes do not have a particularly paved line at a particular angle. It requires consultations. It requires bringing submission. It requires sharing stakeholder opinion, but also it requires discussions in plenary, and all that is happening. And I want to say that whenever we sit to discuss about South Sudan, be it South Sudanese or people who are helping South Sudan, let's not forget the country. Let's not forget the people who are waiting. Let's not forget the over 12 million South Sudanese who are out there. We are here to represent their interest, not our personal interests.